You have no idea how noisy a packing tape gun is when your little lad is asleep in the next room. I'm sat in amongst what looks like an attempted robbery. My office is strewn with all kinds of bits and bobs from the back of cupboards. The things that probably should have gone into the attic, but you just thought, no, I'll just leave it there, just in case I need it, just in case I need it. I found so many comics in the last few days. I've just found a whole stack of Alpha Flight. I don't even remember Alpha Flight. These must be going back to 1993? I can't read it. Anyway, first edition, sat at the top for UK 50p, or $1 if you're in the States. I think the whole stack of these, oh no, got some X-Men as well, the Uncanny X-Men, dating back to 1983 as well. I don't know what to do with these. I don't know what to do with the Hezbollah flag that appears to have been tucked in amongst the comics. I think a friend of mine bought me that as a joke when coming back from Syria, which could quite easily have backfired coming through customs. These are strange times. I've also got a £1 note from Lewis, which was given to me by Del Boy Dare, I think, because it's got Thomas Paine on the money quality. So yeah, I don't know how long this is going to take. I do know that I keep getting distracted by things like, wow, check that out, ooh, wow. And I was thinking, I don't need so many of these things, but I would like to maintain the memories connected to these things. So I think I'm going to set up a little studio. A little studio so that I can photograph all of these things and then release myself from the physical objects and just keep the images, because then I still have the memories that are attached to them. A small amount of people, normally hippies, will say, yeah, these things have vibrations, man. They have a molecular memory. Maybe that's true. I have no idea. But when I hold something, it tends to be its appearance and the object and what reminds me of something takes me to places in that way. So I don't think I need the physical object. I think a photograph would do the same. I'm a very visual person. Unless, of course, it's that old can of deodorant I've just found called Unomo from Italy, which always reminds me of a particular trip into Italy when I ran out of deodorant and I had to buy some, and it made me smell like, I don't know, some guy that had been at a lap dancing club for about 3 weeks, smoked 20 fags a day, and sweat a lot. Apparently that was popular in Italy back then. So another cardboard box. My hands are dry, my face is tired, my body is aching from carrying kilos upon kilos of stuff. And the room pretty much looks as full as it did beforehand. Moving home, the joys. This apparently is the worst bit. I think it gets better after this. That said, haven't even exchanged contracts yet. Meant to be moving in 3 days. The clock is ticking, my heart is beating, my back is screaming. Let's see what this week has to offer.